Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
The Lord wants you in every respect of your life to prosper and be in health, but it's as your soul prospers. And so that means He wants your soul to be whole. He wants your mind, your will, your emotions, your faculties of passion and that just to be aligned with Him. And so today we have a guest that is an expert in this field. It's Katie Sousa from Expected End Ministries. Hi. And Katie, you've been studying into this area of the soul and healing for the soul for a long time now, but not only studying. You've actually been applying with your faith the redemptive power of Jesus Christ, His healing blessing, His deliverance power, and people are set free all over the world because of your ministry. And so we're just thrilled to have you with us today on the program, and I know that you've got lots of good nuggets for us. So let's talk about the healing of the soul. Why is it important?
Well, for me, it started out as necessity of me getting this revelation because I was getting sick with all kinds of things, reoccurring issues that would never go away. Bladder infections, yeast infections, sore throats, flus, fevers. And it seemed like I was doing what I was supposed to do. You know, I was praying, believing, decreeing, and I wasn't getting the breakthrough. And so I knew there was something missing, and I didn't understand what it was. And that's when God began to, you know, speak to me through that scripture that will prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. And God began to show me how certain things like sin and trauma can wound our souls.
Right.
You know, Isaiah 30:26 in the Amplified talks about God healing up the brokenhearted and binding up their wounds that came from their sin.
Right.
So saying that when we sin or when somebody sins against us or ancestors sin, it can literally wound us. Okay, and even like for trauma, that traumas that we live through, divorces, losing jobs, our children, maybe someone passes away in our life, those traumas can also wound our soul, man. You know, and a good example of that in the Bible is Job. Right. Remember, he went through a lot of trauma.
Right.
He had all his servants killed and all his wealth was stolen. His children were all killed at the same time when a whirlwind, you know, crashed the house down on them. And then he himself even got sick physically. Well, those traumas wounded his soul. And we know that because throughout the entire book of Job, 23 times he says stuff about his soul, like, I'm mourning in soul, I'm vexed in soul, my soul's being poured out.
Right.
And it was always him making these statements in connection to the pain, the soul pain he was feeling over those traumas.
And you know, Katie, if your soul is in that much pain, it's going to affect your quality of life in the same way that if your body, like, has an injury, like, let's say someone, you know, cut your arm and you know your tendons are all damaged and everything else, then that arm's not going to function right and you're not going to have quality of life. So we can't ignore this area of soul healing in the same way as we wouldn't be able to ignore the need for a physical healing.
Yeah, and even doctors will say that when you've lived through a traumatic event or something has stressed you in your inner man, they don't even really necessarily call it the soul, but they say that 80 to 90% of their patients that have a serious, even a deadly illness have suffered some sort of a event like that that has been traumatizing to them. So what happens in here directly affects everything out here, including the physical body.
Right.
And, you know, and as we go around teaching people how to get healed in their soul, we see thousands and thousands of miracles. I mean, I saw a man grow a lung back that he lost from cancer when he got his soul healed.
Wow.
And I believe the soul, the wound that was inside him actually caused the cancer in the first place.
Yeah.
See, a good biblical example of sickness and the soul is the man at the pool of Bethesda. Uh-huh. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Said he had an infirmity for 38 years.
Right.
That's a long time to be sick. And a lot of people are in that situation.
Right, exactly. What especially today.
Yes.
There's so many mysterious illnesses that even the doctors don't know how to diagnose.
Because they don't know how to diagnose the soul. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the issues.
Right.
For the man at the pool, 38 years, what was it that made him in that state for that long?
Right.
Well, the Bible says he had an infirmity for 38 years. If you look up that word infirmity in the Strong's, it means weakness and infirmity of the body and of the soul. So it was saying that he had a wound inside of his inner man that was causing the sickness. Now, where did that wound come from?
Right.
Well, it came from sin. And we know that from the words of Jesus himself. What did he say to that man after he got him healed? He saw him in the temple. He said, I see you're well now. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you. See, when we sin or someone sins against us or our ancestors sin, it can wound us and then cause disease to come upon us.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Even demonic oppression, you know, we see a lot of people, you know, they're making war with the enemy and they're doing what the Bible says to do. You know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Right. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Right.
In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. But they're not having success. They're battling that spirit and it's not leaving. It could be, not every time, but it could be because there is a legal landing strip in the soul realm for that spirit to be there. And a good example is the woman bowed over with the spirit of infirmity. Remember her 18 years, her spine is literally bent by a spirit. A demon was bending her spine. That is like almost beyond our ability to perceive.
Right.
But nonetheless, that's what the Bible said.
Right.
So what was allowing that spirit to literally affect her bones like that? Well, it said she had a spirit of infirmity.
Right.
It's the same word used to describe the man at the pool.
Right.
It means infirmity and weakness in the soul realm. Right. So she had something going on in here that allowed the spirit to be there. Once we get this healed, we'll start to see a lot of things change. We'll start to see miracles happen in our bodies, our minds, our marriages, our relationships, our finances. We'll see our authority over demonic spirits will greatly increase.
Right.
It's amazing.
I find today, Katie, you know, like there's a lot of, I think, frivolous thinking regarding sin issues in the body of Christ. Mm. I see it everywhere. It's like, oh, well, I'm under grace, so that's fine. It doesn't matter, you know. Mm-hmm. But it really does. And the reason why God hates sin so much is because it can damage you.
Because it hurts us.
It hurts us, and he hates anything that hurts us. So we don't want to go navel gazing as far as, oh, I'm going to keep looking, because if you're sin conscious, that's going to destroy you also.
Yes, it is.
But we don't want to ignore the fact that that our souls need to be rightly stewarded. Watch over your hearts with all diligence, because from it flow the issues of life, the scripture says.
It's true. You know, just like simple things like being offended at somebody. Let's say somebody really does you wrong and they really have hurt you and you've really not done anything to deserve it.
Right.
But what happens is some people mistakenly respond by becoming offended, saying words, that person, I can't believe what they did, you know, how they have the nerve, you know, they need to repent, they're completely wrong, and we begin to complain and be offended. Well, the Bible says in like Proverbs 16, I believe it is, or Proverbs 26, it says, the words of a slander or a whisper are like deadly wounds that go down to the innermost part of the being. So we think we have the right to say stuff about this person because they did this and this and this and this.
Right.
But we're actually putting deadly wounds on ourselves and causing
sickness.
Yeah, such
a good point.
Oh, well,
one of the times I heard you speak on offense, it was really enlightening because I think you were sharing a testimony about how you're walking through an airport and going through the security lines and you were offended because of, you know, someone not moving fast enough or something. And, you know, so often things like that happen in all of our lives, right?
Every day.
But we don't even think it's offense because, you know, it just feels like, you know, we're, you know, we have a right to say it. We have a right to think it. I mean, after all, and it just becomes natural to us. But God wants us to come to a place where we are so in tune with his love and with his purity and everything that we'll realize, no, that's not his nature.
Right.
That's not him thinking
True.
That's not him feeling like that. Mm-hmm. And so that we can walk free from woundedness by being in the healer's love, in wholeness himself.
We got to connect the dots. I remember this gentleman in like San Diego. He had a severe sinus infection and he'd had it for years and years. And it was so bad it stunk. Okay, it was always running and you could smell it. People around him could smell it was that bad. Well, I went and taught about the soul at a meeting and about being offended. And he said the prayers And he got instantly healed. It dried up, the smell wow. left and everything. And he was amazed because he never connected this horrible right. infection with him being offended and it wounding his soul.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
Wow. And so one round of repentance and cleansing cleansed everything.
Yes, it's true. Oh, and there's another thing, though, too. You know, I lead people through repentance. And that's the first step. We should always partake of the cross first because Jesus died for every sin,
right,
including every sin that would ever wound us. But there's something I think that the body of Christ is left out of their daily prayer life, and that is partaking of something they already have.
Right.
And that's dunamis resurrection power that lives in them.
Right.
So let me just explain what that is. Okay, so the Bible talks about in Romans 1 that Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, which is the power unto salvation.
Right.
So he's talking about this power that caused us to become saved, born right. again. It's resurrection power.
Right.
It comes into us and it causes our dead spirit to be resurrected right. into new eternal life, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that power that Paul was talking about there, in the Greek, it's the word dunamis. Now, this is an amazing power.
Right.
Okay, dunamis is resurrection power. It causes us to be born again. It comes and lives inside of us. So right now, every believer has a tank full that never runs out.
Right.
Okay, well, that word dunamis, if you look it up in the Strong's, one of its meanings is excellence of soul.
Yes, I love it.
So we don't realize, right now, we got a tank full of yes. power that can make us excellent of soul. It can heal every
exactly.
single wound. We already have it.
Because Jesus is excellent of soul, and he is eternal life, and he's dwelling within us. And when you just think of like this excellence of Jesus in thought, word, and in deed, lives in, on the inside, and he comes and fills our human soul. Woo!
That's
awesome.
How we're taken into his image, his likeness, because he's living in there, and he's given us that power to heal every bit of woundedness that could ever come upon us when we talk
That's
smack
awesome,
or
Katie.
Anything else that we do.
Awesome.
Yes.
You know, we are going to come right back after this message, but I want you to get ready to be ministered to. We're going to learn about the power of decree and how decrees can heal your soul. There's going to be miracles, and we're going to pray for those things. And if you have need of a miracle right now, maybe you have an infirmity that you've lived with for a number of years, don't be surprised if you don't get a miracle anointing this very day where every symptom lifts off of you. We'll be right back.
In the Zone by Patricia King is a powerful book full of principles and ideas to get you out of normal living and into the blessing zone. Order In the Zone for only $20 plus shipping, and you will also receive Patricia's Decree CD. Decree a thing and it shall be established. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 323. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESSED 42828. Order now. You have the power to create. Patricia King's book, Create Your World, shows you how to create, change, and improve your life with these God-given principles. Order today, and Patricia will also send you her 5-CD teaching and study guide, all for only $30 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 324. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
Okay, so Katie, tell us more about this dunamis power, because it's one thing to be able to, you know, recognize that there's a need for repentance and that.
Yeah.
But repentance is one thing, but applying that dunamis power is another.
Yes, you know, you got to know for sure that it works because Jesus used it. That's what Acts 10:38 says, that
right.
God anointed Jesus Christ with Holy Spirit and power, which is dunamis, and he went around healing everyone that was oppressed by the devil. And when the woman touched Jesus's the hem of his garment,
and she drew it out.
Right. It says he felt that healing virtue. Yeah. That word is dunamis. And she had been traumatized by that 12-year-long sickness.
Right.
So I believe he healed her in her soul, made her excellent soul, and healed her physical bodies.
And even if the issue of blood itself wasn't related to the soul, the shame and everything that came with that condition would have damaged the soul. And that's what I love about that whole story, is that he presented her after She was healed. He made sure publicly everyone knew that she was cleansed.
Yes.
To clear that whole issue. I
he
love it.
He took care of everything.
He took care of everything.
That's Jesus. All right. I'm serious. Okay, so decrees is another good thing. Now, you're the decree expert. You know, I've read your book, the decree book. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. I think everyone needs to incorporate decrees. It's one of the simple ways that you can release the power you already have, because if you're believing, you already have it.
And a decree is a governmental proclamation.
Yes.
I mean, we've got the King of Kings, the word of the King of Kings that we decree. And the Bible says that when you send forth that word, through decree, you know, that word does not return void.
Yes.
It accomplishes everything it is sent to do. So it's powerful, it's active, it's operative, as it says in Hebrews. And it's so powerful. Decrees are so powerful.
Yeah, you know, Job talks about we decree a thing and it shall be established.
It shall be established.
So that helps establish and our healing for us in our soul and in our body.
Right.
It's so cool because, you know, Jesus made decrees when he would heal people. Mm-hmm. You know, he went around saying to people that were crippled and stuff, arise.
Right.
Pick up your mat and walk. He was releasing a decree to them.
Exactly.
Well, that word arise, it's so cool because if you look it up, it's actually a resurrection term. It's the same term used for, you know, when Jairus' daughter arose.
Right.
And when Jesus commanded us, go out, heal the sick, raise the dead. So when he would say to people, arise, pick up your mat and walk, he was loosing a decree that was releasing the dunamis he was carrying.
Beautiful.
You know, and it would heal that person in their soul and in their physical body.
Right.
So that's what we need to start doing too, is start releasing decrees. You know, that's why I wrote the book, so that people could have a list of them if they didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
they
it's
could...
called soul decrees. Yeah. And so these are specific decrees to heal the soul and
yes.
to empower the soul.
Amen.
To come into healing, wholeness, and empowerment. It's awesome.
And when they do them, then the physical body will follow mm-hmm. suit. Their marriage will follow suit. You know, every part of them will follow suit. Their finances will start to prosper.
Right.
So it's a good practice. That's a very simple but totally effective way is releasing the word of God. That's what James says. The word has the power to save our souls.
Yes.
You know, that word save there is sozo.
It's sozo. It
means
heal,
yes.
deliver, prosper.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's amazing. We've seen so many things happen and in our you know, meetings and in our personal lives too. And it happened through a decree.
Right.
Like I would get a word of knowledge and I would stand on the stage and make a decree, say a scripture or say a decree. You know, I hear someone's being healed of, you know, knee problems right now. Someone's being healed of cancer.
And
then I would speak a scripture. You know, I command that your soul would be prospered, brought into health, even as your body would be prospered, brought into health, even as your soul is prospered. And then, you know, miracles would start to pop. So it's very simple for us to do this, but so very powerful.
And Katie, you actually have, in your ministry, you train people how to operate in this. It's not like you're just up there on the platform doing this just yourself. You actually equip the body to do this. And I know people who have been under your training who are out ministering to the sick, healing people's souls, casting out devils, all of that. And so thank you so much for your contribution to the body, because it's amazing.
It's been super fun. You know, people don't feel like they need me to lay hands on them because I'm teaching them how to do it.
Right.
You know, we've just even in my own inner circle, my staff and people in my family and my ministry are getting huge miracles, signs and wonders because they've learned how to do it. You know, one of my my very faithful employees, John Blake, had a rare disease where he had ammonia storing in his brain.
Right.
His body wasn't releasing it.
Right.
And it would cause him like Alzheimer's-like symptoms.
Right.
He wouldn't be able to remember simple tasks like typing. He wouldn't be able to finish his sentences. His wife would have to finish them for him. He wouldn't be able to remember the plot of a movie, even though he just watched the movie. It was horrible. He would spend like $1,500 a month on medications that would prevent him from going into a coma-like sleep.
Wow.
It was terrible for him. And God just released a word of knowledge one day to us that it was his soul, that there was an issue in the soul, and that if we prayed for it, it would be healed and he would be healed too. And he came over the house and I just, you know, I prayed over him, made decrees, soaked him. And within, I don't know, probably 45 minutes, he stood up. And the first thing he recognized was that his mind was clear.
Wow.
He could think so much clearer than he had in years and years. And then he went home. And all his life, he'd had this smell of ammonia on his body.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he gets in the shower to take a shower, and it's gone.
Right.
He's so convinced after the days, you know, pass that he's healed, he asked three of his doctors to give him a test independently, each one. All comes back first time in years his ammonia level is normal.
It's awesome.
It was awesome.
It's awesome. Super you know,
tight.
A lot of times people think that, you know, like when the soul gets healed, then the physical body responds. But it also affects other areas. Like in 3 John, it says, in every respect.
Yes.
In all respects of life, I want you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So that could be also your prosperity of provision, your prosperity of relationships in that. Mm-hmm. And you've seen miracles in those areas as well, especially in financial breakthroughs in people's lives. And, you know, as you've you know, seen clearance in the area of the soul, then other things come into alignment as well.
I've had huge financial miracles given to me and the ministry because I got my soul healed. And it was so cool. God would always connect the miracle with the provision coming in. Like something would happen, I would have an awareness that there was an issue in my soul. Like I'm sure most of your viewers know my history. I think I used to be a criminal on the streets. I would rob people.
You were in federal prison.
I was in federal prison. I sold dope. I was a collector. I forced people to pay debts by gunpoint. And I remember when the ministry started really taking off, the Lord said, you can't continue to carry around those wounds in your soul that came from all that sin.
Right.
Because now I have to trust you to steward faithfully and with integrity millions of dollars.
Right.
And that's no joke. And we take that seriously.
Right.
I mean, we're members of the ECFA. That's how serious
and
we take it.
I just want to say, knowing you personally for like since you started in ministry, really, is that I want to say how much I appreciate your integrity.
Thank you. You're
a woman of virtue. You are a woman who truly has watched over her soul, and you watch over the finance of the ministry as unto the Lord in such a beautiful way. And I want to commend you
for that
and your husband and your team.
We have gone out of our way. We have independent audits done on us all the time to make sure that every I, you know, is dotted, every T is crossed. And we've done really well in that. We feel really happy that God has allowed us to work in that level of integrity. But
and
it all began
let me just
with the
say
soul
this.
Healing.
Let me just say this, because I think this is so important. There are so many Christians, you know, you're saved, you love the Lord. But when you don't watch over your soul in the area of financial stewardship, and when you don't have integrity in that area, how can we be trusted with true riches? How can we really steward what God has us to steward? So I just want you to examine your hearts, you know, and say, am I stewarding my finances the way that God wants me to steward them? And especially if you're a Christian minister and you are stewarding the funds that come into the ministry. I know at XP, we are very, very serious about the way funds are handled and that nothing gets wasted and that we're careful with expenditures and that. And so please, you know, I just make an appeal to you to make sure there's alignment in that area. And I think
Can you speak into that? See, when we have woundedness inside of us, it controls every part of our soul. Mm-hmm. The way we think about the money, the decisions we make with the money, and we can even get emotional with the money. And we have to be healed in our soul.
Right.
Now, in that parable of the talents, remember the master leaves and gives his servants talents?
Right.
It said that he gave 3 of his servants talents according to their ability.
Right.
Did you know that word ability there is the word dunamis?
Really? Wow.
So you could almost read it like this.
Excellence
it
of soul.
Says, right. It means that he gave them talents according to the excellence
of their soul. Wow.
So when we have the dunamis in us, we all have the same amount of dunamis.
Yeah.
We all have a tank full that never runs out. But how much of it is at work in us?
Right.
How much of it are we releasing? How much are we going, okay, I want to make sure I am totally operating with utmost integrity in my finances. So I want to release this dunamis I already have from my spirit into my soul to heal every wound in my soul that might be connected to finances.
Right.
I repent for anything I've done, you know, bad stewardship, wastefulness, excess, extortion, anything.
And anything
and I release
in the soul that.
That
needs money to make it feel good.
Yeah.
You know, the idolatry of it.
Yes. I remember some people, they're adorable people that love Jesus. They had gotten an inheritance and they called me and said, would you please help us decide what to you know, invest in? And so I began to pray with them and I said, you know, I feel like you're supposed to wait until you get more healing in your soul before you move on. Then that night, the wife has a dream. She has a huge diamond and these zombies are trying to steal it from her. She calls me and tells me the dream, and I said, oh my gosh, it's what I told you. See, zombies are the walking dead, right?
Right.
That's what soul wounds are. They're things that are supposed to be dead, but they're still alive and kicking, and they're trying to eat your stuff.
Wow.
Okay, and I said, these soul wounds are going to try to steal your diamond, your inheritance. Don't make a move until you get more healing. They didn't listen, though, and they lost it all.
Oh.
They lost every penny. We have to be so careful. We need to be healed in here first.
Yes.
Then God will give us
it's
more finances because
so
he can trust us.
And when you make decrees over your soul,
yes,
that actually helps fortify the healing. Now, we just have a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
I'd love to minister to the people.
Amen.
So why don't you go as the Spirit leads you, and let's release healing to soul wounds.
Right, amen. Let's work on the finances because so many people need help in that area. Let's just ask God to first cleanse us of any sin we might have committed with our finances. So why don't we just pray together, okay? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent for anything sinful that I have done with my finances. I repent for excess, bad stewardship, extortion, gambling, usury, manipulation. In Jesus' name, all sin I repent for that's connected to my finances. I put the blood of Jesus on it. Now just say amen to that. Okay, now let's do the second step, because if you don't start releasing dunamis in you, you won't become excellent of soul. That wound will still be there. Mm-hmm. Sin's gone, but the wound stays behind controlling you. Okay, so now just put your hand on your belly and just say, Jesus, I release what I already have. I have a tank full of dunamis, and I release it now to go into my soul, to every woundedness in me that's controlling my finances. Send dunamis into my mind so I think right thoughts about money. Send it to my will so I get healed and make right decisions about my money. And send it into my emotions so I don't make emotional decisions with my finances. Just say, I release the dunamis. Now decree, I am excellent of soul.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Katie.
Amen.
We want to thank you so much for joining us on today's program. And I'd love for you to visit us at xpministries.com. And especially look up when our next Patricia King Live event is happening, because we webcast these amazing, call them Holy Ghost parties, where we prophesy, where we sow into the body. It's just an awesome time. So you'll find out when the next one is if you go to xpministries.com. I also want you to look up on our events page of that same website, Women on the Front Lines, because we're doing them regionally. We're doing them in different nations around the world. And women are being raised up by God all over the globe because of God's touch on their life. I'd love to see you at Women on the Front Lines, wherever there is one close to you, or even our world convention. We'd love to have you with us. So it's xpministries.com. We'll see you next time. But remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Go pass that love around.
In the Zone by Patricia King is a powerful book full of principles and ideas to get you out of normal living and into the blessing zone. Order In the Zone for only $20 plus shipping, and you will also receive Patricia's Decree CD. Decree a thing and it shall be established. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 323. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESSED 42828. Order now.